Governor Gary Herbert says the state might be able to do a better job of managing wild horses on Utah's public rangeland than federal authorities do. And both wild horse advocates and local officials in southern Utah say the Bureau of Land Management needs to be doing more. There are differing estimates of the number of Mustangs living on public rangeland in southwestern Utah. Local officials say there might be as many as 2,000 in an area that can only sustain about half that. At his monthly news conference on KUED last week, Governor Herbert told reporters that managing wild horses is one area where the BLM should let the state take responsibility. And he mentioned euthanasia as one strategy for reducing the number of Mustangs in Iron County.
We euthanize cats and dogs. You know, we have to have a better, more aggressive spay and neuter program. There's probably things we can do. But we would do it very aggressively because it's impacting our people here.
Iron County Commissioner Dave Miller says local ranchers have had their grazing allocations cut in half to maintain what he sees as an overpopulation of Mustangs.
The reason why they're asking them to cut is because they're not willing, the BLM is not willing to manage the wild horse down to the levels that they're supposed to. And that's completely unacceptable.
The BLM has begun environmental assessments on a plan to round up about 1,000 horses, but Miller says ranchers and county government will be prepared to take action on their own to remove horses from the range if the BLM isn't rounding them up by the end of the foaling season in July. Paula Todd King with the Cloud Foundation says that would be a clear violation of federal law, and her group would go to court to stop it. And she says cattle and sheep have a far greater impact on public land.
Certainly wild horse advocates don't want to see rangeland degraded because it's out there for all of the wildlife. But when cattle outnumber horses 50-1 on most of our public lands, there's an issue when they're saying, oh, the wild horses are running rampant out here.
King says birth control for horses and allowing predators to roam free would do a much better job of controlling their population than constant roundups. Dan Bomas, KUER News.